This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hi, this is Rich Baum from beautiful Sacramento, but very hot Sacramento, California.
And Brian Berkowitz from New York, not in New York, but from New York. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, man. And welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate design, all kinds of stuff podcast. So, yeah. So tell us again, what are you doing? You're still doing this project, but in case people didn't hear.
Yeah, this is week 3 of 7. So I'm not even halfway done in Vienna, Virginia this week. I kind of feel like, remember that that show from the 80s, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? That's kind of like what I feel like now. Because I call my wife and she's like, where are you today? And I'm literally in a different city in a different state every day.
I'm a little older than that, but I do remember... some old cartoons, but
okay. Anyway. So for those that are in their late 30s, early 40s, I'm sure they remember Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego.
And they had one, Where the Hell is Rich Baum, but it didn't go. So, you know, I didn't really go anywhere. So yeah, so you're doing this Rolex shoot, right? What's going on, man? Enjoying it?
Yeah, it's becoming very cookie cutter, which is bound to happen when you shoot the same thing over and over and over again.
That's good though, right? I mean, it's good and bad. It's
good and bad. I mean, I think at this point I've kind of mastered jewelry in a jewelry store. as far as learning how to control reflections and all that stuff, it's so quick and easy now. Whereas the first couple of shoots was almost like a learning experience for me, to be honest. So everything is much quicker now, and we go in. I think the work... You know, I'm almost, it's weird because I'm kind of worried they're going to look at the work that I'm doing week 2, 3 and so on and be like, how come week 1 doesn't look like that? You know?
Creative license.
Exactly. It'll be fine. I'm not worried about it. And, I got some good feedback of some images I delivered already. So we're in good place.
I think we should do a podcast coming up, because I have a big commercial shoot on Thursday. And maybe just go over some of the tips and tricks and little things that you might, you know, jot down on a piece of paper and talk about, you know, so we can advise people, you know, going into these different kinds of shoots.
Yeah, it's a whole different process, and it's a whole different it's a whole different mentality when you're on site. So I think it's good, but I'm more than happy to share my process and my workflow. And you know, I'd love to hear what you do this Thursday on your commercial shoot, because I'm sure our workflows differ significantly. And I think that's what, you know, makes everyone their own photographer. Is everyone has their own workflow, their own style, and.
But you definitely learn a lot of things. I can't tell you how many things I've learned from doing the amount of commercial shoots that I have, and it's really helpful. You make the mistakes, and then hopefully you don't have them again. You know, learn from our mistakes.
That's the goal. Is you know, you do it once, and hopefully never again. So
well, let me do an intro to our first sponsor today, and this is Cloud Panna. And a fast way to add revenue to your business is 360 virtual tours with cloudpano.com. Get started today for only $1. Try out CloudPano Pro Plus. Add revenue to your business and continue doing what you love, which is what we want to do. Visit shootingspaces.net /CloudPano and start your $1 trial on CloudPano Pro Plus today. So we're loving Cloud Panel and loving the Ricoh Theta Z. I don't know about you, but I'm sure loving it.
I delivered a Cloud Panel job. Well, I shot a Cloud Panel job 3 days ago. I haven't delivered it yet, only because I literally just completely forgot. I'm literally putting myself like a reminder in my computer as we speak to remind me after this podcast to send the link. But yeah, I did a Cloud Pano tour with 70 panos.
How do you do, you must be plugging in an external battery, because that's something I want to say, everybody out there, make sure your camera, your Z1 is plugged in or charged, and don't think it's charged, check it, make sure it's charged. And make sure that your phone or whatever you're using is charged. So how do you charge it for less money?
Oh yeah, I have an external battery, exactly.
Oh, okay.
I mean, remember, I do Matterport with the Z1. So
right.
you know, and I do a lot
of. So you're doing even more.
Yeah, okay. But I do a lot of commercial real estate with the Matterport too, where I'm, shooting 40, 50, 60,000 square feet at a time.
Doing five times the amount of photos.
Yeah, no,
I'm doing about 20 photos for a 2,500, 3,500 square foot house.
Yeah, so I did 70 on this house. Yeah. It was about.
It's got like four or five from one point to another.
Yeah, well, it was not a finished house. The walls were open. It was mid-construction, and they wanted to have a visual record of all the, plumbing, electric, mechanical, all that stuff. So we went
in. That's good. Yeah, that's a good thing to sell.
So I shot, honestly, it was great. I shot 70 panos because we wanted to shoot all the closets too because of all the electric and all that stuff. I was on site about an hour, so it's about 70 panos, and I put it all together. The processing work was a little bit longer because I had to rename all the files based on the room to make it easier for them to view and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's quick and easy. But
can I ask one question before we go? We're going to be doing an Ask the Guys today, but I got one question for you.
Please.
With what you're doing, that's almost more for the homeowner? Because
correct.
This is going to be referencing where all the wiring is.
Correct.
So a question. You've got to host this.
Yeah.
Are you charging? You're going to host this for years. I mean, it's a goal. It could be a potential gold mine.
I'm going to host this as long as Cloud Pano is in business.
Well, what happens? Well, I guess are you backing up your files so you have the files?
Yeah.
So in the event something would change, the
correct.
World
yeah.
would shift.
I have all the original panos. If anything happens and I need to go to a different platform or whatever the case happens down the line, I still have it all. So just in case, but yeah.
And you know, I find it really interesting that over the course of many years, I've shot several houses with still shots of the open walls before the drywall gets there. So you can know where. I wish I had it in my backyard for my sprinkler system because my pipes, I have no idea where they are. I didn't build the house. But now you're doing it with 360. Is it much easier sell, and is it a better idea to do it with 360s? Because you could have photographs to.
I mean, I don't sell this as a service that I offer. I mean, somebody called me through a friend of a friend if I can do it, and I said yes, and I did it for them. And their contractor loved the idea. So their contractor now recommends to their other clients that they do it and calls me. So it's not a service that I offer or sell to anybody. I just did one through a friend of a friend, but the contractor who was doing the work liked the concept and now just recommends to his new clients, hey, let's do this. It's a couple bucks up front and then you have everything for ever. So
I love it. Okay. So we're going to ask the guys.
We're going to ask the guys. Let me go and play it for you. Here we go.
Hi guys, how are you? My name is Luis. I'm from Brazil. And first thing I want to say is that I really love your podcast. I heard so many times. And I do have a question. I see that many photographers make a lot of excellent photos. And I wanted to know your opinion about real estate marketing. The reason I'm asking is because I do work with marketing for over 25 years. And what is the importance of the photographer to also offer marketing materials to their clients, meaning the real estate agent, such as social media artwork, email marketing, flyers, brochures, and websites? I know that many of the photographers already do this, but seems to be just a few. So is that really important? Is that something will really help to sell more, or should the photographer just do the photos and let the agents look for marketing agents to do the marketing stuff? You know, so I'm sorry for the English, but that's my question. I appreciate if you can answer me. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
That English was pretty good.
Yeah. Look, listeners from Brazil.
Better than my Portuguese.
Yeah. No joke. Awesome. No, but awesome. I love getting questions from overseas. It's great.
Well, it's interesting too, because though things are very different in different places, you know, it's probably a universal need. And when you first mentioned that this was the topic we were going to do, I'm like, well, I don't really do much of that in this net. But after listening to them, I'm thinking, I got a lot of little tips. And, you know, if I, especially if I was young and doing it over again, how I would set up my business.
All right. So let's go. Let's hear some tips. Tips and tricks from Rich Baum.
Well, don't worry. I don't hold it in. I put it out there. I think that a wonderful question and something we haven't really dealt with in specifics, and I think it's a great idea. And I think it all boils down to something we have talked about, and I talk about all the time. But I think you want to offer as much as you can to your client so that they won't be seeking someone else. And what I mean by that is if you only did photos and you didn't do 360s or you didn't do aerials or you didn't do floor plans or whatever, they may have to go to somebody else or video. If you didn't offer video, they may hire, and I've actually got one client that uses the photographer, the videographer, who's a great videographer, but not as good a still photographer, in my opinion, as I do. But they went with him because it's easier. And she said, your photos are better, but it is easier just to use the same person. And that would go for all kinds of things. And I know Matthew Stallone has made it into more of a one-stop shop, where he takes the client by the hand, and he does the flyers, he does the social media, he does interviews with videos and interviews of the agent and a walkthrough with the agent and all of these things. And I think if you could incorporate, the more you can incorporate, but also be able to do it well and do it on time. So maybe incorporating all these extra things, you have to bring people on or expand your business. But I think that if you could be a one-stop shop and then you maybe get a brokerage or you get a large company and do this, it could really start you off going great. And as far as social media, I mean, things I do is I added 360 because I didn't want my clients going to somebody else that they wanted 360 and I wanted to offer it so I could do that. I can do video if I need to. I am also, I do a lot of early editing. When I shoot a house for one agent I work with, I need to send her photos within the first 10 minutes of finishing, at least 4 or 5 photos. And I do this directly off my iPad. I do a little bit of editing. They're not as good, but I can tell which photos I'm going to use and I shoot them. So they look well enough to do the flyers, but she has demanded that I get her that. And that's part of it. And she pays me extra for it, but that's a service that I'm doing. If I'm doing a social media tag like Instagram, I'm going to tag the agent or the designer or the home builder and vice versa. So I think these are all really good things. And I think that you're limited by your imagination, but try and take care of as much as you can. But again, don't bite off more than you can chew, because you might all of a sudden just be swamped and you can't do all those things you're expecting. Right?
Yeah, no, I think you hit the nail on the head, Rich. The key here is offering value to your client. And the more value you can offer, obviously it makes you, it gives you a little bit of security with your client. You know, it's the example I've said many times, where the reason I got into Matterport was because that one agent said to me, I'm going to do it. And I have you on all my jobs anyway. So, you know, it's easier for me if you offer it and I'm giving you the opportunity to make more money. If you don't want to do it, then I'll use somebody else. That's fine. And I said to myself, I don't need any excuse for my client to call another person. Because once somebody else is on the job, who knows what's going to happen?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's just about, you know, offering as much value as you can. Now, when you're talking about marketing material, as far as flyers and social media and property websites, now, me personally, I don't do any of that stuff. I probably should. But the fact of the matter is, and for the sake of being fully transparent, I don't want to dig myself personally into a bigger hole of real estate when it's something where my long-term goals might not be there. But that's a personal thing. Mm. But if I knew that I was going to be shooting real estate for the next 15, 20 years of my life, then yeah, I mean, I have to offer everything I could possibly offer to my agents to make their job easier, whether it's, you know, a flyer, which is easy to do, you just have a template and you pop images in. You know, we even sell a template on our site for a couple of bucks. It's so easy to just pop a template in. Or, you know, these property websites, which are so easy to do, where you have these companies that three clicks of a button and, you know, you put, like HD Photo Hub, who's one of our sponsors. Like
iGUIDE, HD Photo Hub. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So HD Photo Hub, you know, and it's a perfect segue into their little sponsor ad, HD Photo Hub. You upload your images and your clients have a website where they can send out and show all prospective buyers all your content that you provided for them, from photos to videos to Matterport to everything. So I think having that stuff to offer, and while we're on the topic, I'm going to just, I might as well just give a word or two from HD Photo Hub. HD Photo Hub is a real estate photographer's platform for fast and efficient business workflows. HD Photo Hub automates the boring stuff by integrating with Google Calendar, Dropbox, QuickBooks, YouTube, Vimeo, MailChimp, and more, so you have more time to focus on the fun stuff. If you haven't seen them lately, take a look at hdphotohub.com. That's hdphotohub.com. And who doesn't want time to focus on the fun stuff?
Well, yeah, or your family, or your lover, or whatever you want to do. No, but I think it's really that's an opportunity for you, especially now that you're trying to figure out where you want to go. You now can set it up for success. But remember, you've got to be able to do it all. If you take something on, remember, that may come with, I mean, if you do flyers, now you're going to have to deal with graphics and do with this. So whatever you're doing, I'm not saying not to do it, but I think you've got to price it accordingly and really be aware, you know, that this could be a lot more work for you, but a lot more money too. And the bottom line is the more things you offer, it's great. And another little thing to watch out for is one of my agents that wanted me to get into video because they were going to have video on every listing. Well, that didn't quite pan out. So if they say they need something, well, I mean, it's kind of like your Matterport, you know, your client, you didn't really do much for them after a while. So you spent all that money on the Matterport. How much was that? About $3,000 or $4,000?
Originally, yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah. So, you know, before you invest in that, really have a clear understanding with your client if they're going to really support you on this and go, hey, I'm willing to go there for you if you really believe that we're going to make this a go, and maybe even do a contract or something like that. You know?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of like we were just talking about. I don't think it matters what those services are. I don't think it matters if you offer flyers. I don't think it matters if you offer a website to your clients. I think the most important thing is just offering them value and good customer service to the point where they can say, I like working with this guy because he just makes my life easier, you know? Absolutely. And the perfect example, like this example is a little bit off track, but you brought up Matt Stallone. So I got a call from Gucci to do a job in Toronto next week, and I can't fly to Toronto. The laws are not allowing me to fly to Canada. So she said, originally she emailed me about it, you know, a month ago, whatever it was, 2 months ago. And I said, okay, let's see how the laws are at that point and see if we can go there. And it turns out we still can't go there. So I said, you know what? You need to have this shoot done. I will facilitate getting you a photographer. And, you know, I introduced her to Matt Stallone, who, you know, I'm not sure what happened with them, but the point is, you know, and I was talking to Matt. And, you know, he was like, you want to introduce me to them, all this stuff. And I said, look, they use me. I shoot all the Northeast stuff. So if I'm able to get them a photographer when I can't go there, all that does is just increase my value with them. And all it does is it brings me even deeper with them, where they know that they have someone in me where no matter where the shoot is, if I can't go there for some reason, I have a network that I can get it done for them wherever they are. And, you know, it's just, like I said, increasing value to your client.
And the most important thing, I think, in all of business, but I know the most important thing that people value of me is reliability and consistency. And I will do everything I can, and they know that, do everything I can, change things, do whatever. But I value that, and they value me. And, you know, I think that's the most important thing, but that's just business, you know, nothing nothing special.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I don't know what the real estate photography industry is in Brazil. I'd be lying if I even started to talk about it. I don't know anything about it, but I gather from that perspective, Luis, I think was his name, who asked the question. I gather that it's not much different, because that's just a basic business practice, you know, offer more value to your client. So, I gather it's not much different. And, you know, if your goal is to continue shooting real estate photography for the foreseeable future, then yeah, I mean, offer flyers, offer a website, offer social media graphics if you can, because why not? You know, you're making more money doing it. You're charging for that stuff, I hope. You're charging for that stuff. And, you know, it gives you opportunity to, you know, offer stuff to your clients where they might not be able to get elsewhere, especially if other people in that area are not doing it.
But a super important thing, though, to really understand about business, but about, and I have to deal with this. I boned myself yesterday on a call. I gave a too low of a quote, and as I'm speaking, I said it, and I'm learning more about this thing, and I should have held back, but if you're going to do this stuff, and especially when you're learning and you're getting started, be sure that you don't undercut your rate. I mean, I'm not saying to charge your full rate, you will when you've been in business for years, but don't do it for nothing, because you will not be happy. Isn't there nothing worse, Brian, than doing a job you do for less money? Because just because you want to do it, or you forgot, or you screwed up, and then the whole job, you're pissed off. You're pissed off editing, and there's something comes up, and you get pissed off at the client, and you're like, why did I do that?
It reminds me of a story that I read this week, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are familiar with it, because Mike Kelly came out with his ebook last week or 2 weeks ago. And I don't know if you've read it yet, Rich, but in it, he tells a lot of stories from a lot of his trips. And he has this whole chapter devoted to this trip that he went to Bangladesh, and he was dying to go to Bangladesh in general. So he undercut a job, and it turned out to be a complete disaster of a job.
Bangladesh, and, you think
and,
so?
And he undercut it and discounted it because he was dying to go to Bangladesh. And I mean, go read it. It's worth the price of that ebook just to read that chapter. It really is. But yeah,
well, definitely. Well, I did. They said it yesterday. This guy calls up, and I wanted a new client. He enticed me. And he says, well, how much do you shoot for? And I said, you know, a price, and that what I normally do. And I don't really do it by square feet anymore. I do it per image. But he hit me with, it's 7,000 square feet. And I'm like going, as I'm trying to talk to him, my mind is racing going, I got to say something to this guy because I can't do 7,000 square feet for this. And I think I was saying then I should probably have asked him, what is your, because I don't usually ask what's your selling price, because it might be a crappy 7,000 foot house, but it could be a 7,000 foot mansion, and I'm going to do it for my same price for 25 photos. It's like, oh, big mistake. So be sure you get what you want, or what you will make you happy. And if you screw up, like I've done many times, you have no one to blame but yourself.
Well, I learned the hard way. I don't know the hard way, but I don't give any quotes on the phone except for real estate photography. I always say, let me put some numbers together and I'll email it over to you. And what that does is it gives me, you know, the opportunity, number one, to think about the job for a couple hours. I mean, my rates are standard. I have a rate sheet I send it over. I don't quote per job usually. But it gives me the opportunity to not be pressured to give them a number on the phone while they're waiting. Gives me a couple hours to think about it before I want to send it off to them. If there's anything I have to adjust in my rate sheet according to the job, because that does happen every so often, I can adjust it. But I try not to give anybody numbers on the phone while they ask me, oh, what's your pricing like? I say, oh, what's your email? So I'll shoot you over a rate sheet and you can see how I work and all my pricing. And this way it buys me some time just to kind of think about it and see, am I really pricing this where I should, or am I really undercutting myself? Or even ask a colleague, you know, where am I at price wise? What do you think? Am I too low? Am I too high? So anyway, we got off on a little tangent, but thank you, Louise, for your question.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I hope that was somewhat helpful. And you know, go out there and start offering some flyers and websites and social media graphics to your clients, because they'll value it and you'll make more money. So,
and if you don't do it, somebody else will.
Exactly.
And their photography might not be better than yours, but they'll go with it. So it's an all-in-one stop.
For sure. Okay. And before we wrap up, Rich, we announced a couple of days ago our upcoming webinar, September 24th. I cannot wait for this, truly. I mean, I love Barry. I love his work. The dude is phenomenal. And it's going to be a really, really fun night. And it's been a while since we had a webinar. It's been, I mean, probably since before COVID started, just because all this came about and it was too crazy. So it's been a while. I'm looking forward to having a webinar. And who better to have one from one of the top guys in the industry? And it's going to be all about luxury real estate, pretty much editing, but he's going to talk about his technique as well. It's going to be fun. You know, he edits in Capture One, although he's going to do the webinar in Lightroom, but we did say he's going to do one image in Capture One. So people who aren't so familiar with Capture One can take a look and see if that's something they might be interested in. But it's going to be a fun night.
And if you're not familiar with Barry Grossman, go check out Barry Grossman's website. What's it, Barry?
I think it's grossmanphoto.com.
What is it?
I think it's grossmanphoto.com.
Grossmanphoto.com. But anyway, yeah. you can Google it, no problem. But you can also go back and listen and watch the podcast that we did with Barry a few months ago. And I got to tell you, this guy's work is inspiring. Totally. In my opinion, one of the top photographers in the world. So he's just great. And he also just does some other things. So he's well-rounded and he shoots for resorts. He does all kinds of great stuff. That's what the fun stuff is.
You know, it's
resorts.
Awesome. He texted me and he's like, I just found out he's going to be in Boston next week for a shoot, for a hotel shoot. And I said, what day are you going? He's like, the 13th. I'm like, I'm going to Boston on the 14th. I'm like, we got to either go for a drink or I got to somehow finagle my way onto a job with you and just watch. It's going to be exciting.
Fly on the wall, man. Just the things you'd learn. It's awesome.
Cool.
That's the great thing. When you're shadowing somebody, you don't even have to talk to them. They don't have to talk to you.
I'll sit in the corner, crisscross applesauce.
No, you got to fluff pillows and you got to hold light stands and do all kinds of stuff.
Exactly.
You got to make yourself valuable. Okay. So I want to just say our last sponsor of this the short podcast. Seems like we've got a lot of sponsors in there. We've got to do our due diligence to iGUIDE. iGUIDE is a turnkey solution for those looking to expand their real estate photography business beyond photography. This is like what we were talking about. To add 3D tours, laser accurate room measurements, square footage calculations, and professionally drafted floor plans. Get your first 5 iGUIDEs free by adding code SHOOTINGSPACES in the referral section at purchase. So go visit goiguide.com to learn more and use that SHOOTINGSPACES in the referral section. Okay, great.
Cool. So again, thank you, Luis from Brazil, for the question. We love hearing from our overseas listeners. And good luck with your marketing material that you're going to start offering, I hope. Let us know how it goes.
And that's not overseas, by the way.
Brazil.
I mean, you have to go over the Panama Canal, but you could drive to Brazil if you want.
Technicalities.
Technically. Ah, be fun. Yeah. So the webinar's coming up. We've got Shooting Spaces Podcast.
We didn't say if you want to register for the webinar.
Oh yeah.
Shootingspaces.net/Barry Grossman. Pretty simple. We probably should have said that. But yeah, shootingspaces.net/Barry Grossman. $29.95, like all of our webinars, will be more expensive if you want to purchase it after. So definitely take advantage of the discount and come watch. Come have a good night. Ask your questions.
And as always, when you are a participant, if you do the webinars, you can always go back and watch them again.
Yeah.
It
takes us about a week or 10 days or so to get it back online for you, but it is available,
And if you miss it, you'll have it there. So you get that better price if you get it before the webinar. Also, are we doing 100-person cap, or are we just going to, it might be more this time?
No, it's 100.
We're going to limit it.
We're at this point, we're still at 100 people, so we'll see we'll see how it goes. So we still have some seats left, but I'm pretty confident it will sell out, so definitely go and purchase your seat.
We've done relatively well on all our webinars. They've almost all come really close to selling out within a few people. So Check it out. And we're getting better at it and we're having more fun. But really, Barry Grossman is extraordinary. And I guarantee you're going to learn some really great stuff that you're going to be able to go out the next day and rock your work. So excited.
Cool. So Rich, as always, it's been a pleasure coming,
as always,
coming to you from Vienna, Virginia.
Vienna, Virginia. How is Vienna, Virginia?
Beautiful. I like it here.
Okay. Good.
Not New York
and
City.
And Sacramento, the land of smoke, fires, and heat. It's been quite an exciting time. But I'm working, and it's great. I talked to so many people that are working, and we're still in COVID month after month. But you know what? It's getting better, and we're still keeping busy. So most important, go out there, spend some time with your family. And if you get a moment, just go out and shoot some spaces.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.